With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's only a week old, but the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire already being tested to its limits. The BBC's Jovan Nell in Jerusalem.
We had the Lebanese parliamentary speaker, an ally of Hezbollah, coming out saying that over the past few days there had been more than 50 violations by Israel. Israel, meanwhile, has said that Hezbollah is also violating the ceasefire. It's accused it specifically of moving weapons back into the very south of Lebanon. A lot now really depends on this mechanism that was set up. Both sides can report violations to this committee that involves a U.S. Army general based in Beirut.
Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi, Homeland Security candidate Kristi Noem, and Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth due on Capitol Hill today. They'll be meeting with senators who will decide whether to confirm them. Also at SRNnews.com, in the wake of the Hunter Biden pardon, President Biden's approval rating has slumped.
Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Monday shows that 46% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's performance, 53% disapprove. The latest figure includes 25% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 42% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 17.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. General Motors adding more than 132,000 heavy-duty pickups to a previous recall for tailgate release switches. Those switches can short-circuit, opening the gates while the trucks are in park. The recall adds certain 2024 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra 2500 and 3500 trucks to a February recall of 323,000 pickups. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 3 points, NASDAQ futures off 10. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars heating up in Iowa.
Last year, in the city of Toledo, some atheists managed to get a nativity scene at the local firehouse taken down. This year, members of Solid Rock Church are firing back. Iowa News Now reports that the church has set up a large nativity outside the sanctuary that includes an image of King Herod, which bears the word atheist. This has prompted local atheists to complain that the church is, quote, taking things too far, but there are no plans to modify the display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The bells of Notre Dame are chiming again, but scaffolding that still clings to the cathedral is puzzling some Parisians and raising questions about whether the monument's grand post-blaze reopening is more symbolic than anything else. The iconic church looks bright inside, but still has construction work outside. It is scheduled to welcome the faithful back this coming Sunday for the first time since the 2019 fire. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump has accepted an invitation from France.
It's a grand reopening he couldn't resist. Donald Trump says he'll attend the celebration for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend, his first foreign trip since winning the presidential election. About 50 heads of state are expected at the high-security affair, which follows a devastating fire in 2019 and 5 years of reconstruction on the landmark site. Trump made the announcement in a post on his Truth Social site. French President Emmanuel Macron was quick to congratulate Trump on his November election before the race was even called. Last weekend, Trump announced he intends to nominate Charles Kushner, the father of Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to serve as ambassador to France. I'm Jennifer King.
A woman who admitted drinking and who was driving well over twice the speed limit when she smashed into a golf cart, killing a bride who was just married in a South Carolina beach, has been sentenced. She gets 25 years in prison. More details at SRNnews.com.